The first official bid to host the 2026 Soccer World Cup has been launched by three countries. The United States, Mexico, and Canada are seeking to co-host the tournament that will take the world's biggest sporting event into a new and somewhat unknown era. Hosting football's World Cup has always been a big deal, and it is about to get even bigger. The 2026 World Cup will be the first to feature a recently approved expanded format of 48 teams, up 50% from the present 32. With 16 more teams and 16 more matches, the infrastructure required to support such a large tournament potentially limits the number of countries who can host it. So the materialization of a bid for co-hosting, a practice traditionally shunned for World Cups, does not come as a great surprise. United States Soccer Federation Chairman Sunil Gulati says most of the games would be played in the United States.
We will bid together. The general parameters of that bid are a World Cup of 80 games, three-quarters of which would be played in the United States, 60 games in the United States, and 10 each in Canada and Mexico. The final decision on those things are up to FIFA. It's their tournament. But that will be our proposal, and that is our agreement together.
The only previous co-hosting of a World Cup was in 2002, when politics brought together South Korea and Japan to share the tournament. After that, the practice was banned. That is, until now. Canada has never previously hosted a men's World Cup, although it did host the smaller women's event in 2015. The United States has hosted the World Cup once before, in 1994, when the event had 24 teams. It controversially failed in a bid to host the 2022 tournament, scheduled to be hosted by Qatar. Mexico has hosted the World Cup twice, in 1970 with 16 teams, then again in 1986 with 24. Any event co-hosted by the United States and Mexico now raises questions about the volatility between them since the rise of United States President Donald Trump and his anti-Mexican rhetoric, and of course that wall. But Mr. Gulati says this particular venture with Mexico has support all the way to the top.
The President of the United States is fully supportive and encouraged us to have this joint bid. He is especially pleased that Mexico is part of this bid. And that's in the last few days we've gotten further encouragement on that. So we're not at all concerned about some of the issues that other people may raise. We looked at bidding alone and decided in the end we wanted to bid with our partners in North America. And we have a strong encouragement from President Trump to that very end.
Canadian Soccer Association President Victor Montagliani says he is particularly keen on the opportunity for unity in football and for unity in the North and Central American region.
It's a testament to, I think, also how football has changed in our region. I also happen to be the president of CONCACAF, and we've completely changed our mindset in this region to having a more one CONCACAF vision. And nothing illustrates that more than the three biggest countries in terms of GDP and size too, coming together to host the number one event in the world, bar none, the Men's World Cup.